Hi, this is Gigi. Can I help you?
Hi, Gigi. This is Paul from Local Splash. You were just speaking with Mary, my mapping coordinator. She wanted me to get on the line to speak with you, and then the call disconnected when it came over.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, dear.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
So I do have your file in front of me, and I'm sure that you use Google yourself. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the local map that pops up on that first page of Google, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, yeah. So that local map or that pack result is actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the power of this particular listing, especially for a young company. People will not already need to know the name of your business to find you for massages or facials or waxing or electrolysis or for any of the services that you provide. Now, you've got already a great website, and people can see a lot about your services. They can learn what you do and see that you do exactly what they're looking for, even if it's eyelash extensions or microblading. The problem with your website is it's hard to find. I mean, basically, people will already need to know the name of your business and be typing that in to be able to find you or find your website. But we can change that. You know, we would verify your business with Google and Bing. We would also make sure that you've got not only the Yelp listing that Mary found, you would have almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We would create almost 70 different destinations and directories, because that's what Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. That extra content that verifies and reestablishes time and again, that reinforces with Google the fact that you do provide those services, that's what's going to have your business pop up on that first page. Now, you have location, right? Correct? On Jog Road, people come to you, or do you go to them as well?
No, they come to me.
They always come to you. So none of it is mobile. Everyone will come to you. So, of course, we would be promoting that physical address. And no matter how many customers find you, and again, the best part about it is every new customer that you get is most likely going to come back, either for that exact same service down the road or try other services as well. So it's a really great way for a company like yours, especially a younger business, to establish yourself and to grow that reliable, recurring clientele that will use your services again and again. Now, the best part about it is you qualify for reduced pricing. We do want to make things affordable for younger businesses. And, of course, this is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's actually going to save you a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It'll save you exactly $200 every month. It'll bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $199. And that $199 would be the exact amount. So, easy to budget for. You know, it's budget friendly, first of all, but it's an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. So it will bill for that exact amount. And whether you get 20 new clients a month, 30 new clients a month, no matter how many times they come back, you're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, like I said, you've got a website already. So although there is a lot of content that we'll need to create and continue to keep updated and optimized, I want to make this as a affordable for you as I can. I actually would want to waive the one-time setup fee, that $99 setup fee. I'd be happy to waive for you, and that would bring your rate down then from, again, what would be, $399 just to get started, and then plus a $99 setup fee, you'd be looking at $199 out the door. So you're saving $299 in your first month alone.
Yeah, that's very expensive.
Well, I mean, it would be $199 as an exact amount, and every month that you choose to stay with it, you save that $200. You know, obviously, a couple of new clients will offset that cost. But it's a position that we're filling now. Is it something you would want for your business, that first page placement?
So basically, if I was to start with you guys, it's like $200 right now?
It would be $199. Yeah, $199 out the door to get started, and then it would be that exact flat rate. So, again, you
every
would be...
Month?
Yeah, you'd be saving $200 in the first month off of the service, $200 every month moving forward, and the $99 setup fee. But it is a monthly service, so yeah, it would cost $199 every month. I mean, it sounds like something you want, and obviously when you're getting customers in the door, it's going to pay for itself and then some.
Right, I mean, it definitely sounds like something I want, but I don't want to pay so much money for something I'm just starting out with, especially
right.
I'm going to have to pay that every month, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, about all I can do is offer a friends and family rate if my supervisor would approve, but I wouldn't even ask him if he didn't think it would work for you. But he might, I mean, I know that you're a young company and you've got a website and I might be able to, well, I know especially for the pandemic and not so much now, but last year and the year before he was approving a friends and family rate, even though it wasn't officially friends and family of employees. It's $149 a month. That's about the best I could do. That's if he approves it. But it would still be a monthly cost for you.
Okay, so $149 a month I would pay you today to get started. And
$149 for your first month. It bills proactively like a rent would. You know, you bill on the first, you're paid up through the end of the month. In this case, today's date, obviously, you know, would be your start date, the 6th, and it would bill once a month on the 6th for $149.
Okay.
I mean, if my supervisor approves that, I mean, you know, realistically, you know, one new client who would even use your services more than once or twice or, you know, avail of multiple services, that's going to pay for itself. I mean, you know, the businesses that are on the first page, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, they will get phone calls. They will get, and people will have turn-by-turn directions, so it'll be easy for them to find you. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You know, obviously, it's service-based on our end, and that's a lot of time and content that we have to devote. And in some cases, there's a direct cost. I mean, we're talking about 70 different destinations and directories that we have to create, update, and continuously optimize for you. And yet, we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, meaning especially if my supervisor approves the $149 with no setup fee, and we would have to earn your business for a couple of months just for us to break even on our end with the time and resources it's going to take to create the content necessary to get you on that first page. I mean, I can message my supervisor real quick. He would respond in about a minute or so, and while I'm waiting to hear back if he would do the $149, I mean, it is GG Spa and Electrolysis. That would be how you would want the company to be branded online, correct?
Yeah, or any keynotes, or GG Spa, or, I mean, whatever keynotes the customer would
well,
would
yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the business name itself.
Yes,
I mean, people
Spa
won't have,
policy.
Okay, so people won't have to type that in, though. People will be typing
right.
in, you know, facial
right.
or massage or
yes,
whatever
yes,
they
yes,
might be typing
yes.
in, right? You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Obviously, we want you to be found for any and all of the services that you do provide. And then
mm-hmm.
again, you know, the address is the 3927 South Jog. Of course, that's 33467. And the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number not only that you would want your customers to call, the number you want us to promote for your business. Is it also, Gigi, the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Regarding my account, it's the best number to reach me. But for the business, I have a different number.
Oh, you do? Okay.
It's on Google, too.
Okay. And then are you your Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? I mean, when did you want your business to be found online?
It's actually 7 days, but as of right now, we're only closing on Mondays. That's it. And every other day is 10 to 8.
Okay. So you said that you are technically 7 days, but right now you most often are not open on Mondays?
Yeah, just right now, we're not open on Mondays, like it says on Google.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Because, I mean, I was looking at, and this is one thing that we'll do for you, one thing that needs to be done, is we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that any information online is accurate and consistent. So we'll want to make sure, of course, that you know, the business name is presented the same, that the hours are the same. Because I did see a Yelp listing for you that seems like it does have some inaccurate information as far as the Mondays being closed. Scotch actually opened today on that Yelp listing. So we'll gain access to that listing. We'll make sure that everything is accurate. And then for us to contact you, and this really is more for us to contact you regarding your account than it is for us to promote for your business online, what is a good email address? I see the ggselectrolysis@gmail.com. That's the one that I see on the website. Is that the email that you would want us to use to contact you as well?
No. My email is G-E-R-N-A, Gerna.
Uh-huh.
It's M as in Mary, E as elephant, T like Thomas, E elephant, L like love, U umbrella, S as in Sam, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Metellus, @yahoo.com. And is that is that your first name and your last name? G-E-R-N-A,
yeah,
that's your...
Yeah, G-E-R-N-A is my first name. Actually, Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E is my last name.
Got it.
My maiden name.
Oh, that's your maiden. You've had that email then for a while, I guess. I mean, My email is my last name and then the middle the first initials I should say of myself, my wife and our first child. I've had it that long before I had the other two kids. So it's a very old email. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very old email, yeah.
Yeah, I got gotcha.
But it's the one I have access to, like very.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, of course. I mean, emails are. I mean, you know, sometimes they're like phone numbers. They travel with
yeah.
you know, through moves, and I mean, there's really no reason that I see to get a new email.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then obviously. We've got the website. Let me pull that back up again. That is ggspa.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Hang on a second. I was about to ask you what forms of payment you take. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, obviously cash. People can use Venmo, PayPal, any of those cash apps as well?
Yeah.
They can? Oh, great.
Cash app, no.
No, okay, gotcha.
I mean, I have cash app, but I mean, I don't know how I feel about taking cash app.
No, I hear you.
Right.
Okay. Oh, so what I was going to say was, let me get back to it because I heard it a second ago, the chime that my supervisor has responded. So it says, Paul, for this young business, especially since she's got a website already, I would be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149. He says, I'm looking forward to helping this brick-and-mortar location to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they require. and then it actually does say, and then it actually says, Paul, it's about time you use the friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and I guess it's pretty true. I mean, I try not to go below the new business rate because that, especially if I'm waiving a website, you know, the new business rate is already, like, at best break even for us, you know. We still have to, like I said, earn your business just to break even usually. So, I mean, obviously there's no contract, but our clients stay with it long term because it is profitable to be on that first page. Nobody cancels on profit. So I'm pretty excited that he was able to approve that rate for you. So in that case, it would be just $149. Again, no setup fee, and the $149 is the fixed rate. Now, it will never go up to not even the $199. It would just be that exact amount. Now, like I said, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. And the information there does update in very near real time. So several times throughout the day that information will update, which means, of course, that you can, you know, be on there as much as you like. You know, some of our clients go on there and we know it. We can see it that they're on there more than once a day. But others, maybe they might even never use it, which is sometimes unfortunate. But a lot of times it's just enough for people to say, hey, I've never seen you before. We've never spoken. You've never been here. Or a lot of our services, you know, they go to the customers. So they say, hey, you've never called me before. How did you find me? And then people say, oh, I saw you on the on Google when I did a search for this, and that's usually enough for people to know that the service is working. But I do want you to know that you've got access to that tracking and reporting system. A lot of things you can do with that, of course, not only check your success, you can update information there, you can print out invoices for tax purposes and things like that. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That would be to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. You do not have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, but our technician is going to want to verify information that I have, information off of your website, also want to know things like you know, if you've got a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to brand you as, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, that kind of thing, experience, whatever it is, we'll be able to create that additional content when people see it. And of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. And then, Verna, if you... if it is something you want to move forward with, I am required to read what's called a voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment. Because we're Google Premier partners, I have to read the voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you do know that it is that fixed flat rate, that with my supervisor's approval, on top of what I was already trying to do on my own, there would be no setup fee. It would be exactly $149 as a fixed flat rate month to month, etc. And then if it does all make sense at that point, we can go ahead and schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Is that fair?
How soon am I going to get the notification or check the statement to see how many clicks I'm getting within a day?
So, right. So it usually, it'll take us about 3 or 4 business days to create all of that content, and that's usually when we will officially send you your username and your password, so that you can start accessing your tracking system. Now, your username is already created, though. It's simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself. And then once your client dashboard is active, we'll give you your password as well, so you can log in. It's just a default password. You can update that at any time.
Okay, now, do you guys have an app or something, or...
You will have a dedicated website and a downloadable app that you can use for your tracking system as well. So it's my.localsplash.com, and then of course you also will have a downloadable app that you can access 24/7.
Okay, and then also for the payment, is it going to be automatic pay or
so,
do I have to make the payment every 6 months of each month?
So it would be automatic, and of course, you may cancel at any time, no questions
asked,
no
fees involved. How would I cancel at any time? Just call the number back?
Correct, yeah. In fact, you're asking really great questions that are covered in the voice verification, which is actually why I'm required to read it before I can ask for any form of payment. But yeah, we would want to speak with you, and we do request that you contact us within 3 days, or at least, I should say, at least 3 days before your billing date, because we are closed on the weekend. So if you like, I can read the voice verification verbatim, and if it makes sense from there, we can move forward. Is that fair?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. You can still stop me. I mean, although it is recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, and it does answer a lot of the questions that you're asking me, these good questions here. So give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, Gurna, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Juicy Spa and Electrolysis.
And that's exactly how I have that. And that is GEG apostrophe S, and then the word spa, and then it is the and symbol, the ampersand, not the word AND spelled out before the word electrolysis, correct?
Mm-hmm. So okay, it's GEGE. I heard you said GEG.
No, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I do have it as GEGE. If I didn't say that, I apologize. I have it as GEGE apostrophe S, and then spa, the ampersand, and then electrolysis. So GG, GEGE, GG, spa, and electrolysis. That's how I have that. And then, Gurna, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Gurna Pierre, owner.
Okay, and then as the owner of GG Spa and Electrolysis, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to find you, contact you, go to your location. We do specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online advertising during the term of your experience. And again, it's just a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for you. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally important is that we'll make sure that your business information stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We are, though, just saying, if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. So we want to make sure, again, and the additional content that might be on those additional directories that are already active, address is correct, that the hours of operation correct, and things like that. Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with the additional reduction that my supervisor allowed me to apply, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually able to waive here, will be charged today, the 6th of June, in the very discounted, officially, friends and family rate of $149.00. And that $149 is, in fact, an exact amount and a fixed flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. And again, that rate will never go up. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. We do offer our services completely at will, which means if at any time you find you've got more work than you can take on, or you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service even seasonally if necessary, and of course you may discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And again, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Gurna, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me pull up that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's both.
It is both. And is there any middle initial on that particular card?
No.
No. Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. It should start with a 4, as they all do. If you want to read that back 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat that back to you at the end for accuracy.
Yeah. 4741.
Mm-hmm.
6590.
Okay.
1407.
Okay.
0923.
All right, so I've got 4741 6590 1407 0923. Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0426.
0426, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
383.
Okay, so 383, and then April or 04 of 2026 was the expiration date. Is the billing address, is that the South Jog Road or no?
No, I have another billing address. That's my house.
I figured. And then what is it still Lake Worth, 33467?
Yes.
It is.
It's 33463. But it's still City of Lake Worth.
It's still Lake Worth, but the zip code's different. So 33463,
yes.
And then just for our records, what is the physical address of that card, the billing?
5653 Strawberry Lakes Circle.
And Strawberry Lakes,
Strawberry.
Two separate words, right? Of
course. Yeah, Strawberry and Lake.
Strawberry Lakes Circle. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, in about a minute or so, you will receive, and you said that was 5653, right? 5653 Strawberry Lakes?
Yes.
Circle. Okay, perfect. In about a minute, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You will receive also a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we went over in that voice verification on that invoice email, and that link will also be sent out to you by direct text message. Our emails are sent automated through our system every couple of minutes. So you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other... You got the text already. So if you open up the text, it goes to where the invoice email would go. If you click on the link, of course, the email has got the invoice below it. At the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you click on the click here, or if you open up the text, it goes where we want it to go, which is the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, talking about the business profile optimization on Google, all the different directories will mirror the content on Bing as well. And of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but at the bottom, there's a long line that goes across the board, and then at the above it, there's a tiny box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, just type in your name as it appears there. You can copy and paste it if you like. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. It is case sensitive, so if you type it in, obviously the G and the P needs to be capitalized. But once you've got your name as it appears there, just click the confirm signature box right below it, and GG, that does a couple of things. Of course, it does confirm with us. It lets us know that you know that it is that flat rate, that with my supervisor's approval, we've not only waived the setup fee, but we've reduced the rate down to $149, that the rate will never go up. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already online is accurate, to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, so I see where it has my name. The last name is incorrect. So there's an A at the end. It's supposed to be a letter E.
Oh,
Pierre.
Letter E, like Pierre. Again, I was going off of inaccurate information that I saw popping up online. So we're going to want to fix that. So it's P-I-E-R-R-E, correct?
Correct.
All right, yeah. Let me fix that. And again, I saw that online. I was copy and pasting. So it's G-E-R-N-A, and then it's P-I-E-R-R-E is the correct spelling of the name. Let me make sure that we've got that correct in every place that it may populate. And then I will send that back out to you. I apologize for that. And then I'll pull up that calendar or the client interview calendar for that follow-up call here. So I'm going to manually resend that same invoice email. And then the invoice email is what triggers that text message. So you'll have it again as both an email and a text. And then again, once you've got all of that set up and squared away, it's going to ask you for your username and your password. And when you see that, you'll know that everything is successfully submitted, but you don't have to go that next step, which is what our system thinks you're trying to do. The automated system thinks you're trying to log into your account for the tracking. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the, again, the dashboard portal that you'll be using for the online tracking. And again, you'll have that Splash phone app as well that you can download to your phone. But again, the username is your phone number, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The password has not yet been generated, though, of course, because your client dashboard is not active. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the page has not yet been created. So were you able to receive the new one?
I received a no text. However, there is not another link for me to click on. Hold on.
So
actually,
you... You might have to exit and come back.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
So it should have everything updated with the correct spelling of your name. Everything else was already accurate. So then again, let me pull up that client interview calendar to see what is available. I'm going to have to message the supervisor to see if they can... would you be available today, maybe 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, if I can get that client interview scheduled?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me message the supervisor, because I see it's a little impacted, as it usually is at the end of the day, but sometimes they can squeeze another one in, or he'll let me know if someone's ahead of schedule and they might be able to do one. So let me message the supervisor of the client interview team to see if I can do that, and he'll let me know right away. We had a meeting that he sits in. We have a weekly meeting where all of the supervisors sit in. He says he's training a new client interview agent who's, you know, like 98% up to speed and things like that. So doesn't have his own calendar yet to add, but pretty much we can almost always add another one. So I'm just trying to verify from him. So he'll let me know in just a minute or so if we can do. And would 5 o'clock work better for you or 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock is okay.
5 o'clock would be best.
Yeah. How long is the appointment?
Or 6. Well, it's scheduled for the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can still be.
So let's do it for 6 o'clock.
Okay. And again, he should let me know. He's usually pretty quick in responding. But, I mean, he's a supervisor of an entire department, so he's got a lot on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, so obviously the username is your phone number, like I said. Oh, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do reference your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. And then, of course, any information that needs to be forwarded to the correct department will be easily forwarded. I will actually send you, well, I can't really send you a calendar invite yet until I know exactly what time it's going to be, but I will send you a calendar invite for your client interview. If it's scheduled for 6, there's more than enough time for our automated system to send you the reminder that it sends out an hour prior to that call. So I let him know that 6 o'clock would be better for you, and I'm still just waiting for him to respond.
Okay.
It might just be a minute or so. He might be in the middle of doing something, but usually he's pretty quick to respond. And then, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, and I'll send you that calendar invite as soon as we know. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it will have your username, your name, and then your phone number. You will, during the client interview, officially get the photos at localsplash.com email address. If you want to email the photos team directly, you can do that. But like I said, anything and everything will be, you know, forwarded from the support email, which is the catch-all for everything related to that account. Mm-hmm. Let me see. So I don't want to keep you on the phone too long if he's not going to respond right away. He usually does respond either right away or about 5 minutes later. But other than
I can wait.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Yes,
No problem. I'm going to put you just on a brief hold as I'm notating here, just so you don't hear me typing. But I'm actually still here, so you can talk to me. I'm just muting my phone. I am still here.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, so he has not yet responded, so I'm not sure if he is in a meeting or not. Like I said, we are technically already booked out for both the 5 o'clock and the 6 o'clock, but we just had that meeting on Thursday of last week, and he says, just, you know, confirm with me in advance. There should not be a problem. You know, we're just getting this one extra client interview agent up to speed, but I would hate to do something and then get in trouble for it. I would feel more comfortable at this point, since he's not responding, with maybe scheduling it for like 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, which would be the first officially available spot, and then I can message you back if he's going to allow the 6 o'clock today. Again, I don't want to just keep you on hold if he's going to be, you know, and usually he's within. Oh, well, I mean, now I've got my supervisor trying to get the supervisor of the other department to check. So I waited 5 minutes, and then I messaged my supervisor to find out why hasn't he responded. He almost always responds before that. So we'll give it another minute or so. I mean, today would be preferable so we can get things going. It seems like 6 o'clock would work out fine for you. So minute or so we can find out. If not, yeah, like
you can always call me back if that's fine with you. You have my number.
Okay. I can wait. And if you're okay with waiting, it's totally fine too. I just wanted
I don't mind. I mean,
okay. Let's do that. I'm not, if you're not in a rush to get off the phone, we're not in a rush to schedule it for tomorrow. Okay. So let me just see if I can hear back from my supervisor. Oh, okay. Yes. Fantastic. Okay. See, we didn't give up, and good things come to those who wait.
Wonderful.
So, it seems like, I don't know if he saw my question or if he was just faster to respond to my supervisor's request. I can't speak to that, but it's a coincidence that as soon as my supervisor says, hey, what's going on? Paul's messaging you. I did get a response. 6 o'clock is fine. It might be a few minutes after 6 that they actually give you that call. Again, it's a one-hour window for a call that will take probably about 25 or 30 minutes. Now that it's official, I'll go ahead and send you that calendar invite. Again, it's really more for your records, and you will at 5 o'clock receive the reminder email from our automated system that the call is scheduled at 6. Like I said, it's probably going to take half that time, so it might get to you 5, 10, 15 minutes after 6 and get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
Other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. Not only have
you
been kind, you've also been respectful and very patient. I don't always get all of that. In fact, a lot of the times I get none of that. So it's always nice, especially towards the end of the day, to speak with someone who has been respectful of my time, as I think I've been of theirs, and you certainly have been there. I'm also very excited that my supervisor was allowing me to do a friends and family rate. I mean, I think you're going to love the service.
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to getting this going for you and getting your phone ringing. So it will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right at or shortly after 6 o'clock. But you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you so much. You too. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you too. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.